Christopher Media, unregimented.
He can write a song. He knows how to write a pop hook. Man can write a song. Man, you can't deny him that.
He can work a DCG chord progression.
You're right. I cannot deny that what he wrote were songs.
Unregimented on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Hey. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Happy 2015.
Yes.
Yeah, Happy New Year, guys.
For reals this time. I mean, we did it before, but now we're actually in 2015.
Right.
And we can wish you a happy 2015.
Yep. Start.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
It's the Weedsman Podcast, like the gentleman said.
Yep.
We can now say officially, fuck 2014.
Yeah. A lot of people in that club.
What a waste of a year, man.
A lot of people have that. I thought it was a great year.
I went through a lot.
But a lot of people last year can eat a dick.
Yep.
Right.
Man. This is the year I'm going to turn 40, and I didn't even make it to midnight.
Yeah, you bitched out.
Oh, hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
We had the Weedsman New Year's party, the extravaganza.
Yeah.
Well, we had
the cops showed up, all three of us.
Some great steaks. Right. some really good food.
Yep.
That kind of made me sleepy. I ate a lot of food.
A lot of protein, yep.
We watched the interview.
Had
we had one shot. We live to talk about it.
Yeah. I didn't make it through the movie. Had one shot. Had four beers. We smoked a shit ton of weed.
Oh, yeah. Smoked that, what is it? They called it where I'd go, they call it... Oh, no, it was when I asked for it. They called it a presidential.
Yep.
Presidential what? I don't know.
But it was amazing.
Yeah, but it had we've talked about it. It had the rim around it.
It was like a mace.
Yeah. It had a
That's
rim.
That's what I'd call
That's
it.
That's what it would look like.
Knock you over the head.
Yeah, it was oil it was oil dipped in kief, this little ring wrapped around it. And it was funny.
So amazing.
And as soon as we got through it, all three of us were like, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
And it was only like maybe less than a quarter of an inch of a strip. Probably not even a quarter.
Yeah.
It was a skinny little strip, but...
It did the job. Yeah.
Yeah, no, all three of us.
It did the job.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it anymore. I mean...
What's funny, too, is we thought you went to the bathroom, and after half an hour, you went to bed.
Yeah.
I was fighting, trying to stay awake. I went and took a piss, and then I just collapsed. I did one of those things where I'm like, I'm just going to lay down for a second.
It's never a second.
No, it's not never.
But what's
I woke
funny,
up
though,
at 4
too,
in the morning, and was like, Happy New Year.
I think this just says a lot where we're at in life. Pretty much everybody I talked to this year, it was all about just trying to stay up till midnight and then going to bed.
Yeah.
I was in that. Like, halfway through the movie, I'm like, man, I want to go to bed. Oh, can't go to bed. It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, what does it matter? Too. You're afraid it's not going to happen if you're not there to witness it?
No,
do you got to get up and see the sunrise every morning or else it just doesn't feel real?
I have ever...
Like, it's arbitrary.
In 35 New Year's, I don't think... Well, I can't speak for when I was a baby, but...
True, I think that might have been my first.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever slept through midnight.
Yeah.
I
think that was the first time I slept through midnight, I'm pretty sure.
Dang.
Yeah, like I've been at work for it and shit, and that shit's a bummer, but oh,
dang. Dang.
Working at midnight?
Yeah.
Where?
At a bar.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was fun.
So, our first strain of the new year. This year, well, this week being resourced from Leafly.com.
Yep. It is a famous one known as White Fire OG.
Yeah, this is the Wi-Fi strain that was the number one of the top new strains of 2014 list that we read a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm. And what's funny is...
Or last week, maybe.
Not actually called Wi-Fi.
Nope.
Yeah, that's its abbreviated name, but White Fire OG.
But White Fire OG, also known as Wi-Fi OG, is a 60% sativa hybrid with uplifting and comfortable cerebellar... Wow. I knew I was going to hit that word so hard.
Play the song, though. The White Fire song.
Cerebrally focused effects.
Wait, what was that word again? Cerebrally.
Wow. Cerebrally. Wow.
I don't know if that's correct.
Cerebrally. Focused effects. This strain combines the best features of its parent strains, the sour, earthy diesel aroma of Fire OG. Many phenotypes of White Fire OG exist with some dense barrel-like buds and others with pointed conic formations. Daytime use of this strain won't leave a consumer drowsy, making it a good choice for social and creative activities. White Fire OG is often chosen by patients treating anxiety and depression, cancer, glaucoma, pain, and appetite loss. Growers of White Fire OG can raise their high-yielding plants outdoors or inside with a 65-day flowering period. There we go. From Leafly.
And this is White Fire by Angel Olsen.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of it.
I had never heard of her either. It just happened to pop up when I was looking up White Fire.
She's got a nice voice.
She does have a nice voice. This is some somber-ass shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She is officially harshing the buzz.
Oh,
she's
man.
She's killing the mood.
Wow.
Oh, you killed it. I don't even think she got to the chorus yet.
Yeah, you didn't even.
It was about to pick up.
Nope.
No, not really.
Let her out. No.
Yeah, I also found it's the name of a book, an Agent Pendergrass book, which is apparently a series of secret agent books or something. That's the name White Fire.
There's an STD.
That means absolutely nothing. And do you know, here's a trivia fact for you. Do you know how you actually make White Fire? What burns white?
Magnesium.
Give the man an internet.
Nice. You get an internet.
I have two internets in front of me.
Magnesium sulfate, also known as Epsom salts. How did you know that?
Because that's the shit that the teacher in physical science always threatened to whoop your ass if you fucking set it on fire. Because it burns so hot and so quick.
Yeah. Very good.
I know things. Yeah. But you didn't think, huh?
No, you're smoking. Stuck. You're a smart cookie. I'll
people
give
out
credit.
There, I'm smoking the reefer, thinking I'm a dumbass, huh? I remember things.
I don't remember.
Well, you're way better off smoking the Wi-Fi than trying to light some magnesium sulfate. Then that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Try to inhale magnesium
sulfate.
Could you
use that to light the bowl?
Well, I don't know if you'd want.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like you'd want it.
Well, isn't that they use that to make matches too? I'm just talking out my ass.
Well, they use sulfur to make matches. I'm aware of that.
If you had magnesium and sulfur, you'd have a magnesium sulfate, I believe.
How'd you know that? That's amazing.
I'm talking out of my ass again.
It sounded great, though.
It sounds right?
Yeah. I'm going to go with yes.
So, personal opinion. Rob, this is your first time smoking the Wi-Fi?
No.
Just now, or you've already hit it?
I've had it before. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd say, yeah, I didn't feel like I didn't want to get shit done. I still got out of the house today. I smoked some earlier and went and did my grocery shopping.
Yeah, it seems like you can operate pretty well on it.
Yeah, I did kind of freeze up, though, when I thought the chick at the Subway was hitting on me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Either she was just fucking with me because she knew I was high.
Probably that, yeah. Or I think she was probably hitting on you, too.
Maybe a little of both.
Hey.
She's like, what kind of cheese you want? I'm like, pepper jack? Oh, yeah, that's a good choice.
I was like, I've been like, really? How good is it?
I think she was way too young for me anyways. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's
just a skinny little black chick with like really cute face, really nice. Intense eyes. Very intense eyes. This is my track for the week.
Yeah, new little feature we're going to try here. There's a lot of new things coming for the Weedsman here in 2015. We have some things planned.
I don't want to get anybody's hopes up.
Yeah, but a little bit more structure to the show rather than us just getting high and talking about all the links we send each other. But something we're going to try is, everybody likes to get high and smoke music. Wait, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the name of the segment. Everyone likes to get high and smoke music.
Yeah. Everyone likes smoke, listen to music.
This is...
I think it's like hand in hand with the stolen record. Not everybody, as we're finding out.
not my, you know, I don't know.
Everybody has their preference in music, and some people have their preference when they smoke. They like to listen to certain types of music, listen to reggae, techno, whatever it may be. I get hankerings for certain songs that get kind of stuck in my head and I want to hear, especially when I'm stoned.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
I kind of attribute to the reggae. I'll just put it on, you know, like a playlist or something that I'll find on, you know, I use Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Hey, and if, by the way, if you have, if you by chance have tracks that you would like to suggest, hit us up on Twitter at TheWeetsman420.
Yes, please.
Another thing that we like about this, too, we get people to interact with us. I'm sure after a while they'll get sick of the three of us and our taste real quick.
Yeah. Pick what you want to hear.
Play
what
this.
Do you want to hear us say?
But you picked. What did you pick?
Well, if you can't tell by now, this is kind of a different version of a somewhat famous song by Elvis Costello. This is the live version of Watching the Detectives. And it's more laid back and almost creepy.
First time I've ever heard this. Pretty good.
And I find it funny you don't like Sublime, but you like this song.
This song is awesome, but can't help the Sublime are posers. I don't know.
Whatever. I'm saying this sounds like...
I'm not saying that I dislike white guys ripping off reggae, because there's that fueled a whole movement out of punk rock and new wave.
This song was
a big part of that.
The sound of it just sounds very like Sublime style.
Sure, but it's a much...
Obviously, he did it first because it's from 1978.
No, it's just a much, much better song. That's all. Sublime's never come close to writing anything as near as brilliant as the body of work that Elvis Costello has. That's the difference. It's not stylistically.
You know, people who smoke pot can hear what you just said.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say...
Hey, yeah, I said it.
He did.
Everyone's allowed their own opinion.
That's right.
And if you want to share that opinion... At the Weetsman 420 on Twitter.
Yep, hit us up.
Anyways, this is... I think you can find this on the Ryko reissues. I found this song on... I bought a vinyl of... Shit, what's the name of the album that this is on?
I have no fucking clue.
It's escaping my memory at the moment, but I bought a 12-inch of it, and it had a little bonus 7-inch still in there, and it was a couple live versions, and this was on there.
Pretty cool.
Kind of blew my mind. He's playing a jazz master there, too. One of my favorite guitarists.
Yeah, we figured we'll try this every week while we're burning the tree. You know, getting warmed up. Jamming while we smoke.
I mean, Rob, you know the original. You've heard the original of this song, haven't you?
No.
Oh, really?
I'm not a big fan of Elvis.
This is a big breakdown. Man, how can you not be?
I don't listen.
Hey, listen.
You're alone until you realize you're in it now. Fear is here to stay. Love is here for a visit. They call it instant justice when it's past the legal limit. Someone scratching at the window. I wonder who is it? There's nothing to check if you belong to the village. What? Ready to hear the worst about their daughters.
I'm just in the camera creepily.
Now, this band is just rocking on this song. To blow you up. He's way into it. Got those big ass glasses on. Anyway,
yeah, I recently read he's like a super racist.
What?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Where would you read such a thing?
Is a fucking clickbait article on the internet.
Oh, come on. Why would they even? Why Elvis Costello? Yeah.
It was one of the. Well, it wasn't picking on him. Specifically, it was something about like 10 celebrities who are actually really horrible people.
What's so horrible about
that? And it's the thing that seems to make it into everything is how Vince Neil killed a guy.
What?
You know, when he went to go to the liquor store or whatever and got in a car accident and killed a guy and only got community service.
But that was
Costello.
That
somehow makes everything. But just But mixed in all that was Elvis Costello's appearance. Well, supposedly.
I don't know. I've never heard anything like that.
He's supposedly like a super.
Oh, by the way, he's
supposedly.
A huge racist.
I'm saying allegedly, supposedly. It's an article I read on the internet. Take it for what it is.
So it's got to be true, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's things like
responsible
that.
Responsible reporting here in the weeds.
Yeah. I read on the internet that he's a racist.
Well, no, libel and slander laws do still exist. So I mean, like,
whoa.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's. I read it. I'm not saying it's true. Just saying I read it. I'm not saying there was like a clip of Elvis Costello and like, you know, a white hood and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Master race type of shit. Saying it was supposedly he's, yeah. It's on the down low, but supposedly, yeah. Huh. Sorry for taking it to a weird direction already.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even going to Google search that. I'm not even going to do that.
I blame the Wi-Fi.
Already?
This year we thought we would try and visit each one of the states in the U.S. and see how they're doing on marijuana. I said don't play it right away.
Good job.
Whoops.
You get an A- in listening.
I get an F. I did the complete opposite of what
he said.
I was
trying to be nice. Man.
Does everyone get a trophy at your house, Rob?
Yeah. Everyone's special. So what state are we going to be visiting?
So we're going to...
The state of confusion.
We're going to visit one state each week of this year and just see how they're doing on marijuana.
Kind of like go over
the... state of affairs in that state.
Yeah. Nice. Maybe review the laws, how they, you know, do they like trees, do they not like trees, should I call it trees and or cannabis?
All right.
You know... But what Aaron said, you know, how cannabis friendly are they?
Good thing to know.
Well, you'd think Hawaii, we're going to start with Hawaii, you'd think that would be a cannabis friendly place.
Can I play it now?
Yeah, I've heard that they grow that everywhere.
You'll know.
Well, you said Hawaii, right?
I said Hawaii, yeah, but we haven't even talked.
Damn, you're itching to get something on there, aren't you?
So, Hawaii. By the way, is Hawaii the 50th state or is that Alaska?
I believe
Hawaii come last. I was going to say that we could work our way backwards, but I think we might need to start with Alaska. I can't remember. Have you guys ever been to Hawaii?
No.
I wish I could.
Yeah,
I have a few friends who've been there. You know, usually honeymoons have been involved.
Well, Hawaii seems to have a long history with weed, going way back to like 60s and 70s. People were getting strains that were Hawaiian named at least, right, Rob? Can you think of some Hawaiian strains?
Oh man, like what was it? Hawaiian Snow was the one.
Hawaiian Snow, Hawaiian Big Bud. Hawaiian Kush. I haven't smoked a lot of Maui Wowie. I know I smoked.
Yeah,
that.
That's
like the big one. Kona Gold. Big Island Bud, Old Hawaiian, Kaui Electric, Puna Butter.
Mm.
They've got a lot of different strains. Apparently, it has a perfect climate for growing.
By the way, we have fact checked Hawaii, last state admitted to the Union.
Last state, so we'll work our way back. All right, starting with number 50.
Yep.
Oh, is that why it's called Hawaii 50? Double entendre with the police.
So, yep. Hawaii's got the perfect conditions for growing weed. They can grow all year long. They've got nutrient-rich soil. They've got perfect air quality for growing weed. They have their own name for it.
Really?
Pakalolo?
Pakalolo.
Yeah.
Ah, there
Going
we go.
Loco on Pakalolo.
Yeah, and this song's called Pakalolo. This is about, Pakalolo means, Paka means weed.
I swear we've talked about this before. Or at least the name. I've heard that name before. Other than you telling me, bring up Pakalolo 10 minutes ago.
Probably that.
No, but it's...
Sorry. Paka means...
Wow. Shut up. You. Let him talk. Smoked it down to the cardboard
crutch and I was stoned like the night before. Let's listen to the lyrics. Oh, so sweet. It was heavenly. If you ever down on the leeward side, pop the loop. He's talking about he woke up, found a roach from the night before and smoked it. Oh, had a good day.
Right, yeah. Night before. It's a message that transcends generations.
It's a wake and bake.
Yep. Tradition in the world. Oh, so
sweet. Yeah, paca means weed, and lolo is crazy or stupid. So it's crazy weed. Oh, wait, check out verse 3. It's all about Chris. Or maybe we have to wait until the solo ends. It's kind of a lazy band.
I like it.
Well, they're smoking that Paco Lolo.
Yep.
So they're all high.
Did you show Rob a picture of him?
I'm like, listen, you're lucky we're still playing.
Is there a picture?
They sound like a Hawaiian Grateful Dead.
Oh, nice. Didn't bother to stand around. I put my hand in my pocket. Some big dudes. And guess what I found? It
was oh so sweet. I would talk about me at the airport.
There you go.
Man,
so anyway, this song's called.
That guy is stereotypically Hawaiian big.
All of them are.
Yeah, he's.
Well, this guy, the guy in the middle is like regular. Yeah, but. Well, you know, bass is big. Bass, it's a big man.
Hawaiians are big dudes usually.
You need a big man for the upright bass.
Down here on the ukulele.
This is a stereotype if it's true.
Yeah, so that's the song about Paca Lolo, or crazy weed,
crazy
as
weed.
They would call it natively. Like I said, it grows all year round because. In the summer, it's 85 degrees. In the winter, it's 78 degrees.
That's rough.
That's winter. That's when, you know, you get the sweatshirt.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So they grow all year round, but they grow these short little plants because it's fairly easy to find on an island. They do a helicopter sweep, and they can find where patches of marijuana are growing.
That makes sense.
And they tend to grow naturally in Hawaii. Or organically,
naturally, it's all the same thing. It all means you have to pay $2 more for whatever you're buying.
10th highest consumption, 18 and over in the nation for that's the statistic.
Ventures too. This is good.
Also,
version.
Where Obama smoked weed.
Very old.
He went to Pancho School. I guess it's called. I don't know. That's where he definitely inhaled, because that was the point. So, known for weed, but also they have kind of a strange struggle with weed as well. There's still a lot of busts that happen. And
do they have medical?
They've had medicinal since 2000.
Hmm.
But they're kind of in the situation of where Washington, D.C. might find itself, where they don't have any dispensaries of any sort.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
So, and their conditions are pretty severe. We're pretty lax in the U.S. in most of the states that have medicinal. It doesn't take much to get you a prescription. You have to have, like, cancer, HIV, Crohn's, MS, epilepsy. You have to have something serious going on to get a recommendation. It's not even a prescription that you get from your doctor.
Wow.
Same deal in Michigan. Just we also have the added thing of chronic pain.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
None of that language is in the
PTSD.
Law. So no dispensaries. So you can grow your own. You can have up to 3 plants, mature plants, each producing an ounce. Even though I've heard that Hawaiian marijuana tends to produce less than an ounce for each plant, but they make up for being able to have a faster growing cycle. So you go to the doctor. First of all, the doctor has to get registered with the state, and he has to do a face-to-face interview. He makes a recommendation, does not give a prescription. And then it has to go back for it. It has to be signed by the doctor. Everything's really tight over there.
It's pretty crazy.
But we might see that change because I guess this upcoming year, it was the whole medicinal marijuana thing is going to change hands from the Department of Public Safety to the Health Department.
In Hawaii or in general?
In Hawaii. That's just in that state. And they've tried for legalization, but it's very difficult.
Why?
Well, for a couple reasons. Conservative interest, even though it is a Democratic state.
Like, we know why, like, Florida is said no to medicinal for right. old people. It's uptight.
The cops tend to be against it. They, a lot of their time is spent rounding up people on minor drug offenses like this, and it's also a source of revenue, though.
Arresting right. tourists smoking a joint on the beach.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure.
But also, it's something that's impeding this, even though we have a majority for legalizing marijuana in polls as recent as 2012 in Hawaii. The state constitution has no way to repeal a law by vote. So it's got to go through their state Congress.
Oh, yeah.
The voters can't just vote it down like they could, like, you know, and like they did in Colorado.
Right.
You know.
So then it has to be voted in?
No.
Instead of voted down?
That would be repealing an existing law.
So the state legislature has to make it there.
Yeah. They have to bring it up and make it an issue. And people have, but again, conservative interests backing local police and believing in myths. But right. also...
the Loch Ness Monster.
They're pretty strict right now, too. They've tried to even get the penalties reduced. Anything under an ounce, you're looking at possible incarceration up to 30 days, maximum fine of $1,000. Ounce to a pound, you're looking at possibly a year and a maximum $2,000 fine. Each one a misdemeanor. It's definitely going to be on your record. Pretty strict for a state that has produced many great strains.
Tiny bubble.
Yeah. Boy. Can't talk about Hawaii without talking about some Don Ho.
I'm running out of things about Hawaii here. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
You guys remember Mark Gravel? Gravel, I'm sorry.
Gravel.
Mark Gravel. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he used to be a senator.
Oh,
he was there's this video. This is when he was running for president.
Does he know when to start? He's just staring.
Show this to Rob. This video I found is called Mike Gravel Rock. And it's just him with no mustache. By the way, he should really keep the mustache.
Yeah. He definitely should have kept the mustache.
Yeah. And he's standing by, you know, a pond in the park.
Is he
just staring.
Looks like he's hanging out with Shia LaBeouf.
This is not going to... This doesn't change either. Midway through, he throws a rock into the pond and then walks off.
Oh.
And what is... And his point is...
Yeah, what's he doing?
I failed to... glean anything from it, so I don't know.
So you just found this video of this dude staring?
Yeah.
It does show a link later in the video to his website, and he was running for president at the time.
So he thought it'd be a good idea to take...
Was this a campaign video?
Don't remember this guy, Chris?
No, not at all.
Yeah. He ran for president in 08.
Oh.
Oh, we got some action.
He moved.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is walking.
He stopped staring at us.
He's going to go select a rock.
He has walking along the coastline of the lake. He's picked up a rock.
Oh, and it's not a very graceful rock. Just a big old... Yep. But you got what?
Satisfying sploosh walks away.
It's a big rock. He needed two hands.
I think they maybe they originally meant to speed this up and play some Benny Hill music behind it. That would have made more sense.
It would have been way more humorous.
Well, the video is half over.
Oh, yeah. He's still. It shows him walking away slowly.
So he probably had to cut out and walk back. Through.
So he was a senator, Alaskan senator from 69 to 81. Very liberal guy. Actually was Democratic and then Libertarian later on. He spoke out about lots of things. Campaign
finance.
He's
going to get robbed.
Yeah, he's going to get robbed on tape.
He's pro-choice. He was pro-legalization through most of his history in office and out of. He was pro-legalization.
Shocking. It's like this. He likes to smoke pot, huh?
Right.
Well, this commercial only seems like a good idea while high. Listen. All right, we're going to shoot you. Yeah. You just stare at the the camera for a minute, and then you just leave. Film it.
See, I think
but
it probably
before
went.
You leave, you throw a rock into the...
I'd say it yeah, probably man. Go like down like that. I'm sure yeah. He was just asked, you know, would you want to do your own campaign video? Sure. This is what I'm going to do. Throw a rock in all
that. Oh, there you go. There's him with the mustache. In his little
yeah, he
YouTube.
Looks much better with the mustache. Mm.
He looks like somebody's uncle.
So he was...
that's Pat Pat.
He's 84 years old. He was just announced as CEO of Kush, which is a division of Gary Johnson's company, Cannabis Sativa.
Stop it with the names, Gary. Cannabis Sativa, Kush. What's our next branch? OG?
Well, Kush is a company that he acquired, I think, just from doing Google searches.
Yeah.
What name should I buy?
His next company Kush. He buys is called Weed.
Yeah. Weed Inc.
420 Incorporated.
So... their big product is a cannabis-infused lozenge. I can never say that word.
Lozenge.
Say it.
Lozenge.
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 And, okay, get ready for this. I think you know who we're talking about here, so you should know this lozenge will do something special, or at least claim to.
Like
cure Ebola?
No, come on, not with a lozenge. Just cures the flu. They found the cure for the common flu, and it's a cannabis-infused lozenge.
It happens to combat something topical again, huh?
Mm, yeah, possibly even bird flu.
Wow.
It may also prevent you from acquiring said flu, not just treat the symptoms of the flu.
Dang. That's
I've seen no... I couldn't find any studies that said anything like it.
Right.
So, actually, from my own experience, I know if I am... especially if it's some sort of respiratory infection, anything that involves a cough, if I don't at least slow down, slow my roll, so to speak, on the marijuana smoking, if not stop entirely, it will take me longer to heal. It does suppress your immune system.
Gary Johnson theme song.
So, Mike Gravel and Gary Johnson teaming up. I think
so
secretly,
what good will come
with
this?
I think
besides comedy gold,
what good? Kids will stop smoking pot because who wants to buy something from an 84-year-old man that's going to get you high?
Try this; it's good for you. Get you high, kids. I'll just be over here in the corner
secretly,
trying meth.
Yeah, maybe that's their plan all along, is to reduce teen consumption by making it look completely uncool.
Right.
Drive them all to meth and coke.
Yeah. Make the company's run by an 84-year-old man who sells lozenges to get you high.
Wow. That's a bad combination.
His office is in a van.
Would you like to try my special Werther's?
Yeah, it's in a gold wrapper.
Hey, you want some candy? It'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
I'm selling it in boxes out of my windowless van.
Another interesting thing that came up in my search on Mike Gravel, something that I don't remember. I think this he started after he lost his bid for the presidential election in 2008. He started talking about UFOs a lot.
Really?
Yeah, if you look up, there's some videos of him saying some rather entertaining things about flying saucers and the like.
Like, he actually believes in them?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Mike Gravel, UFO.
Yeah.
Great.
About 3,990 results.
Oh, yeah. God.
You look at all of their forebears that said the people should have the right to change their government. And that's based upon the Declaration of Independence, where all human beings are created equal. Well, 12 years later, they're in Philadelphia, and they're not creating all human beings equal. What they're doing is they're making a distinction that white males are the only equal ones, and if you have enough property, the rest. And so those who get married to the Constitution, they like to rip the Constitution apart. Yeah. And then when you say...
He's very good at rambling.
Is there a point? Yeah. Is he getting to?
The Civil War amendments, which really fundamentally...
What is this about a UFO?
...made in the Constitution of size because it expanded the franchise. And if you look at the amendments, the rest of it are just housekeeping. And so from the Civil War on, we had 90 years...
Housekeeping, you want hand
where,
job?
What, 12, 13
what kind of hotel
states
is this?
Were in total violation of the Constitution of the United States, and nobody gave a darn about it.
He's off on a 9/11 tangent still.
Yeah.
Conspiracy.
Anyway.
So when you advance from there...
Okay,
to here,
Mike, wrap it up.
Around,
someone
see how our scientific
someone play him out.
So explosive.
Let's get some music. Get rid of some swelling music behind him.
Yeah, get the orchestra.
A couple more short news bulletins for this week. A story that we've followed a lot here in D.C. They have a new attorney general. And in regards to the recent spending bill The trillion dollar bill that they, that they printed... Where they tried to block legislation to legalize marijuana in Washington, D.C. The attorney general says that he doesn't think that the bill is going to do such a thing because of the language in it. As far as he's concerned, his name's Carl Racine, they can't undo the initiative. And as soon as the votes were tallied, it was enacted.
Gotcha. So you can't undo it.
You can't undo
it. Can't unvote it, basically what he's saying.
You could run it through Congress and overrule it and get the president to sign on it, but they probably won't go down that route. But as far as the language, the way they're parsing the language, saying that you can't use any more funds to enact it, they can still stop the regulation of dispensaries, and they could kill the idea of dispensaries at all. They could end up like what Hawaii has been for the last 14 years. Where people are just growing it on their own or having a caregiver grow it.
But they're not gonna. Hmm. There's money to be made.
Who knows?
They'll figure it out.
Who knows?
I'm telling you, man.
Just imagine, like, you're seeing dispensaries. You're against the idea, and you're against the idea of people just smoking pot in general because you're conservative with the stick
because
up your
I
butt.
Hate fun,
right? And you're driving to work, and there's dispensaries on the way to work.
Yeah,
that would just drive you mad, I bet.
Okay, there's tons of people who, for religious reasons, don't like alcohol, and they drive right by liquor stores and bars every day on their way to work.
Sure.
Fucking new thing. Learn to deal with people.
Another attorney general, this one in Colorado, they had a man was, he was arrested for producing oil, butane hash oil, in his house.
Hmm.
And his lawyer said that it was covered as it is part of marijuana, the definition of marijuana. It was covered as being being legal in that state. And so it was legal for him to manufacture it. Well,
so I could smoke that CO2 oil, son.
Well, the attorney general in Colorado said, no, as far as he was concerned, the language in there covered just the bud itself.
Flowers only.
Yes, and producing privately any sort of concentrate is strictly illegal in Colorado and will still get you in trouble. Eugene Christensen is the poor sap who is making the oil, faces 2 to 4 years in prison.
Bummer.
Another poor soul facing prison. Yeah, sad horn. In Maryland, Devona Charlie, sentenced to 1 year in prison. She is a letter carrier which is what we're calling our male people now. And
no male person.
No male carrier. Person. Yeah, she's a letter man. She is a letter
bringing
carrier.
Me more than letters. All right. Well, those and, flyers and coupons aren't letters.
Well, she was bringing more, way more than just letters on this route.
She bringing the heat?
No.
Bringing that fire.
She was charged with
See what you did there.
She was charged with distribution. She was delivering packages.
She was bringing that fire.
She was collecting and delivering packages in some way that I couldn't really make out from the article, but it must have been significant amounts because she was paid $350 per package.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
Word. Supplemental
and
income.
They made it, and they made it sound like she would pick up a couple packages on her, on a single route.
Oh, yes, wait a minute. Makes this song sound a little different.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wait.
Dude,
Dude, if I don't give you this package, Tito's going to kill me.
Yeah, take this package. Please.
Yeah. Hey, you got a... No, it's like the song. Hey, you got a package in there for me or what, man? Yeah.
She was like Jackie Brown.
He lives in Jamaica. Looked for that package. Mr. Nice Guy.
He lives right near the beach.
I'm going to leave this envelope $350 in the mailbox, and you're going to leave me a package.
And that will go to the sender.
350. You know, she was probably dropping off QPs. 350? Probably running QPs.
You know, that probably makes more sense. I don't think that she was keeping all of that 350.
Yeah, I don't
think
maybe,
so. Yeah, maybe she was, she would get 350 for each package, but she would turn most of that over to...
To Raul, yeah.
No, actually, I had her name here. What was it?
What was the guy's name in Workaholics?
It was another woman. Rock this sweet-ass serape.
No. when they...
Pay me, bitch.
That episode when they had the chick drug dealer, when they were like breaking up the
That's
car.
What we're talking about.
Yeah. What was his... Cortez. That show's great. It's coming back.
I can't wait.
You know, if I saw pictures with Blake with no hair, but they cut his hair. But then I've seen things on the TV, as Aaron likes to say.
Okay.
My whole life, I've never realized I was saying it wrong.
But
on the TV.
Where Blake gets the long hair. So, I don't know. Maybe it was like he had his hair tied back and they wanted people to be like, Blake cut his hair. Whoa.
Or they put a cap on him.
Psyched you out, huh? All right. It's bong 30.
Bong o'clock.
Let's pass this bong around and take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we'll come back with, you get the munchies, Rob? I got something to satisfy you.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. It's bong 30. It's bong 30. It's time to take a break, hit the bong, and listen to Rob's segment. Rob St. Mary's segment.
Brought to you by...
Yeah, brought to you. Brought to us. Brought to you. Brought to everyone by the Projection Booth
Podcast. Projection-booth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth Podcast. Well, it's the new year. Time to make those resolutions, start working out, and eating right. Instead of going vegetarian, how about you go Mexican? This week, I'm talking about eating Raul.
Hey, how you doing, pal? Am I early or what?
Huh? Well, the early bird gets a pussy, am I right?
Pussy? No,
Jesus,
come on.
She looks like
now,
a party all over herself.
No, come on. Just out of here. Mister, you better get out of here. And just
hey, listen, you're not screwing her. Somebody's going to screw her. Might as well be me, man. I'll screw you later, sweetheart. Hey, baby. Hey.
Oh my God.
The 1982 film from director Paul Bartel, who also did Death Race 2000, one of my other picks that I talked about during my segment on this show a few months ago, is about Paul and Mary Bland, and as the name implies, they're a couple of squares. They happen to want to open a restaurant called Shea Bland, but they don't have any money. They've been having trouble getting loans from the bank, and then they realize one thing when one of their swinger neighbors comes on just a bit too strong. All these sexual deviants who live in their building, and all out in Los Angeles, they have a lot of money.
Do you realize that we have made almost $1,000 in 2 days, tax-free?
Just by killing people.
Horrible sex-crazed maniacs that nobody in the world would miss. I wonder how much we could make if we really put our minds to it.
After meeting a dominatrix and seeing how easy it is to lure people to their pad, they then dispatch them for cash to Mexican handyman Raul. Paul and Mary start to clean up, so much so their American dream of owning their own business appears to be just in sight.
What did you have in mind?
Gee, we're up for about anything. You see, we're both bi, so we can go either way. But actually, we do like straight sex. Moose is into voyeurism, and I'm into exhibitionism. Oh, we like B&D, but we don't like S&M. We met at the A and the P.
Eating Raul is a great satire on greed, the fallout of the free-love 60s and 70s, and the conservative politics that were coming into the 1980s, all wrapped up in Bartel's spicy enchilada of a movie.
You killed two people for less than $1,000?
One of them shortchanged us.
That seems like a lot of work for not so much money.
As a matter of fact, it was easy. We lured those people here with an ad in the Hollywood Press, and then I hit them over the head with this.
The Hollywood Press?
That's right. This is Naughty Nancy.
No.
And Cruel Carla.
No, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Show them the ad.
So I say Happy New Year's to you, eat and be well, and Eating Raul is my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. Until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth. You can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. You can send in suggestions for films that I should review by tweeting them at the show. That's at @TheWeedsman420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron say, stay high.
Oh, man.
I do enjoy the
name. I felt transported, first of all, hearing Rob St. Mary's voice in my head.
Yeah.
I was really high, too. We were hitting the bomb while we were doing that.
Yeah.
But that movie sounds insane.
Yeah, it does sound a little crazy.
I have to see that.
Yeah, it'd be a good watch. Just some mumbling.
The time has come for this.
That's it. Now you mix it up.
And I don't think this fries this quite time. Delicious
green
matter.
Oh, isn't that great?
When you're in survival mode, you gotta eat the butt.
That sounds disgusting.
You ever had one of these, man?
It's time for our munchie segment here.
What's our munchie for this show?
Our munchie for this show is pre-manufactured munchie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is the Twinkie. But it's not your grandma's Twinkie, all right, Rob?
Okay, what's
this one's
going to
blow your wig off?
Let's see here.
It's the Chocodile.
Whoa. First of all, it comes in the discreet wrapping, like a pornography magazine yeah. in your mail.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm opening a condom.
As to not give away the secret inside, which is this is a chocolate-covered Twinkie.
Nice.
It's like a Twinkie and a ding-dong fucked. Yeah, or a ho-ho.
I think more ding-dong. Or no, I guess this is more ho-ho. More ho-ho-ish.
It's like the cupcake frosting, but it's on a Twinkie. It's pretty good.
Why did this take so long?
Yeah.
Yeah, it took, well, geez. We thought we were never going to see Twinkies again for a while, and then it came back.
They do Swiss cake rolls as well.
That's kind of what it tastes like.
Yeah. I saw it on the back of the box here, but yeah.
Wait, isn't that, you say wait, that? Wait a minute. Isn't that what a King Don is?
A Swiss cake roll is a ho ho.
A ho ho, right. A King Don's a round one.
No, a Swiss cake roll is up on the top. Yeah. Right there.
Ho ho.
That's a ho ho.
That's a ho ho. Okay.
But yeah, Swiss cake and
I've
Little
never
Debbie.
Had one.
Those are the ones you get the three per pack.
And Little Debbie wow. roll, that is a Swiss cake roll.
Yeah, in Little Debbie World, you only get two of those.
Mm-hmm.
You get three in the Hostess World. I'm going to have to buy those.
What's this yellow thing?
That's a zinger. I've had those before.
That's a Little Debbie thing. What?
I've only had a Hostess, the zinger. That's the yellow.
Let me see. Show me the box.
That's the yellow cake zinger.
That's a that's a zinger, man. That's a those Little Debbie delicious. Thing. What?
Are those Little Debbie?
I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Getting high and going on the hostess tangent.
Someone pull up their site. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Or maybe it was a Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I don't even know that brand.
when I was at a couple trips ago, I was I had to drive by the Nabisco factory.
Did you stop?
Every morning. It smelled so fucking good, getting stuck at that light.
Any elves working there?
Oh. Not that I could see. There did appear to be some kind of big giant tree in the back.
So, I'm sorry, was that the end of your Nabisco factory?
Well, I was just thinking about about the chemicals in there.
Yeah.
For starters. But, I mean, hey, that's where Oreos come from. But, I mean, yep. It really did, sitting at that light with the windows open.
But we'll address the chemicals issue.
It smelled, come on, because...
Hold on, all right.
Let's look at the back of this motherfucker.
Hold on, don't shit on my story yet.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Wait till the end.
Yeah, wait up.
Twinkies are brought to us by Hostess, right?
Mm-hmm. And God.
Makers of all the other things we've already listed here, as well as those delicious cupcakes.
They are delicious.
Also known as the creators of my breakfast throughout my 20s.
Okay.
We'll return after these messages.
Some classic Twinkie commercials. Remember?
This is Twinkie the Kid.
You remember Twinkie the Kid?
Yeah.
That creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's cake?
Show Rob on the screen.
Have some pretty good ideas.
First, they put down the creamy filling, then they bake the cake all around.
See, they got this big tube full of the stuff, and they just squish it in.
That's pretty much it, I think. It's just born there, Rob.
Fruit pies and cupcakes.
So,
I mean, I'm eating a living organism.
Hostess was a company that started in 1930, originally known as Interstate Bakeries Corporation. It was in Kansas City, Missouri. That's also the same year that James Alexander Dewar invented the Twinkie.
Really?
Wait, what year?
Alexander James
1930.
Dewar. Dang.
Hostess also has owned Wonder Bread, which here in Detroit, we used to have the Wonder Bread factory.
Which is now the casino. Right up the lot.
Yeah, it's now a casino. Which casino is it, Rob?
Motor City.
Ah, that's right. I've been in there.
Yeah, beautiful
Quite
place.
Snazzy. They also have Nature's Pride and Dolly Madison, which is why I think we saw the zinger there.
Okay.
On that box. Hostess is a company who, even though, I mean, they're quite notorious, it's something that you see everywhere. I think everybody grew up with these things.
Yeah.
The pies as well. Love they went them. Bankrupt. In 2004, didn't get out of bankruptcy until 2009, moved to Texas.
Who bought them?
Went bankrupt again in 2012, and that's when we all thought that we weren't going to see...
Right.
I thought they'd have a nice day.
Yeah, that was the end.
Right.
Rest in peace, Twinkie.
I think people were buying them.
The company that eventually bought them was Apollo something.
Okay.
Apollo Worldwide Conglomerate International.
Some big company.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And $410 million they bought them for and resurrected the Twinkie. But it was about about a year that there were no Hostess products on the market.
Right.
But I think that was all kind of pre-planned.
Fruit pies survive the...
Fruit pies went down with the ship. I mean, it was all Hostess.
Everything went.
I mean, with the comeback...
They're back.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. I mean, I don't eat them anymore, but I mean, if
they have the chocolate pie,
if I get
pie
super
back,
high and I want one, and it's good to know what's there.
Banana cream one.
So, the banana cream. That's actually the original version of the Twinkie was a banana cream filling.
Oh wow,
that's the one that James Alexander Dewar invented in 1930. Then World War II happened. Bananas were in short supply, and he decided to go with the vanilla cream.
Which is nice.
And that's been ever since.
Good idea. Let me get another one of those.
Yeah, I don't. You said you've had a banana cream filled one?
No, I've had a banana cream pie.
Banana cream pie.
Yeah,
the little
pie that they
I've never
do.
Heard of those. No, I've heard of the chocolate pies are rare, and you got to look for them, and you got to find them. But I've never heard...
Sort of the banana
cream. They actually have a banana cream?
Yeah.
Like, is that only down in, like, the
banana
hood?
Banana filling.
Or?
Yeah. Well, sure. Whatever.
Like a lot of
no,
American
I'm serious.
Things.
Like,
no, they're everywhere. I mean,
Twinkies are everywhere, actually. they're enjoyed in not only America, but in Canada and Mexico and in UK and in Egypt. Wow. You can get Twinkies.
Those people are lucky. We're all lucky people.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries fall in line, man.
That's democracy spreading across the world, one Twinkie at a time.
You shall fall to the Twinkie Alliance.
Now, if you're really a connoisseur of the Twinkie, you might have noticed a difference between the old Twinkie and the new Twinkie.
Yes.
Yeah. You've noticed it, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is it? I have not had a Twinkie since.
Just some sort of consistency. There's a difference, I can tell.
There's a difference in the... Oh, you're saying like the taste, the texture.
The way it was made.
There's definitely a size difference.
Yes.
The new Twinkie is smaller by 4 grams.
Than
the old
difference.
Twinkie. Yeah. just a little comparison for you. They used to be 150 calories. It's down to 135 only because of its size. But I'm sure with the chocolate coating...
Those are 170.
Cool. Yeah, so it's probably... exactly.
Those are better for you.
Yeah. Now, here's an interesting fact. One thing that Twinkies are known for, if you were to guess, what are Twinkies known for?
Being delicious.
Being delicious.
Coming in pairs.
Like, are you saying like...
Being golden. Cream filling.
Okay.
Cream filling. Okay. The cream filling.
Picnic treat.
You guys are cold.
Yeah, I have no
knowing
idea.
For having an extraordinarily long shelf life.
Oh, yeah. Oh. People with bomb shelters would...
Yeah, there's always been like rumors about all the preservatives and shit that they pack and that thing. This thing will last 100
Polysorbate
years.
Polysorbate 80.
I've heard people say that the packaging on a Twinkie would deteriorate before the Twinkie itself would break down.
Damn.
In reality, original Twinkies had a shelf life of 26 days. After that, they get too
stale.
What
happened, man?
They get super spongy. That is the old ones used to be spongier. I think it was definitely they took all the 4 grams off in the sponge, I think.
Right.
But now it's 45 days before it starts to get like stale on you.
Burning fast
on an empty tank. But they don't have the extraordinary shelf life that the urban myth claims.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of songs.
I think
about
it's just how we think about like, oh, it's bad for you and it's processed and yeah, it is. And it's just, you know, whipped lard and shit.
Right.
Whipped lard and shit.
Whipped lard and shit. The name of my new album, my new country album.
Whipped lard and shit.
Pick that out of my teeth right there.
Morning show team.
I want to see. There's a couple more. Show Rob the other videos, the other Twinkie the Kid videos. Do you remember the one with the kids on the playground that we watched already?
I remember that briefly. Yeah.
It's just born there. Too fucking adorable.
Living organism. We just ate.
it grows there. They raise a sponge cake and then infect it with a cream-filled virus. That eventually takes over its whole insides.
Oh my god. I would fight it and eat it.
I remember seeing this one a lot. They're going over the waterfall.
Oh yeah.
Yahoo! Twinkie the Kid!
Saves the day again.
Time for Hostess Cupcakes!
Yep, gotta feed them gators.
Golden cake, chocolatey cake, both with cream filling.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Cupcakes!
Wow.
Twinkies cakes.
Yahoo! That was play the other. There's one that goes back to it must be the 50s.
Yahoo! It's Twinkie the Kid. Wow!
Howdy, partners! Come on to Hostess Twinkie Town.
Oh, look at that!
For some golden sponge cake Twinkies.
Watch out! They're stealing the Hostess Twinkie.
Took some real kids and made them into cartoons. It was like that aha video.
Here's your reward.
And they ate the Twinkies and went back to real kids.
Yep.
I didn't Pinocchio try that.
Delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.
Because of that's 60s, maybe.
They fuck it.
So I don't know. I mean, I wasn't like upset that I would never get a Twinkie again when I thought that was the case.
I was. Because I'm pothead.
I didn't miss
and I
it.
I get the munchies. You know.
But I'm the world's, you know, slightly better with Twinkie in it. Right?
A little bit sweeter.
But this, the chocolate-covered Twinkie is the king of all Twinkies now in my
opinion. Yeah, we discovered those.
Yeah, pretty darn good.
If you haven't tried them.
My initial reaction was, why did this take so long?
Weedsman approved.
He's been approved.
This is the anti-diet.
Yeah.
Say, fuck your New Year's resolution. Get yourself a big box of chocolate-covered Twinkies. Stuff your face and feel better.
Yeah.
That's my advice for 2015.
So, alrighty. Until next week's stuff.
We'll leave you with some final words. As I read upon the locker of a student in Dazed and Confused when I paused the movie today on my probably 39th watching of that movie, it said, remember, it's only a weed that grows into a flower in your mind.
Wow. That's deep shit right there, man.
What?
You don't get that?
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high. All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find the show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. It was recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.